It's time for the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Now here's Ryan Wallace on the Golden Knights Radio Network.
Welcome into the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. The Golden Knights back in the win column 3-1 over the New Jersey Devils, improved to 32-17. And 6 for 70 points on the year. And next in action Saturday, 12:30 puck drop here local time in Boston against the Bruins. And to help us break this one down, we go back to the radio booth, bringing the voice of the Golden Knights, Dan Duva. And you know what, Dan? We'll kind of start with a question that you had asked Alexander Holtz. You had asked Gary Lawless. In terms of this game, was the Golden Knights' defensive structure more impressive than their ability to finish and find offense, or the other way around?
I think I'm going to go the defensive side myself. Mm-hmm. You know, this team has so much talent offensively, it's almost like they should stumble into a couple of goals per game. They have not been putting them home. Some of that has been very good goaltending. And I'll tell you, while, you know, Ilya Sorokin may be the best single goalie the Knights have faced this year based on one goal allowed in 120 minutes, statistically alone, not to mention what we see with the eye test. You know, Jake Allen was very good today. Very good today. And we've seen him over the years. He's a veteran. So many games, of course, with St. Louis. I think that the fact that the Knights now, a couple games in a row, and who knows, right, if it's, you know, some of the stylistic differences, Eastern Conference, Western Conference, the Metro Division. Mm-hmm. Bruce Cassidy even mentioned that on our pregame show, some of the similarities that these three New York area teams have, Rangers, Devils, and Islanders. But I think that, you know, that you go two games in a row and you give up 29 total shots in two games. And a lot of the shots today for New Jersey, I shouldn't say a lot, a good chunk of them were not really good scoring chances. The one that they did score, as Gary said, you know, a power play that probably shouldn't have happened, and Hill probably should not have given up that goal. So I'm going to go on the defensive side, and even though that they have created a lot of good looks here, you expect that. This team also, you expect to be very strong defensively, but this is kind of on another level. It's, if you look at it on the other side, it's almost like as if the offense were scoring like seven goals in consecutive games. They've been that good defensively just on the other side. Now, they happen to have given up three goals in the last two, but I think that they've been that good defensively.
Yeah, I mean, coming into the game, you look at what they were able to do against the Islanders. You give up 14 shots on goal most nights you're going to win, and the same recipe was there for the Golden Knights. We know how good they can be defensively, and when they tighten things up that way, you don't need a lot of offense, but it was nice to get offense from up and down the lineup. You get a goal from Nick Waugh, you get a goal from Jack Eichel, but you also get a goal from Shea Theodore. So every position, every situation that you want offense from, you got it tonight from Vegas.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. You put it really well. And in particular, that line with Waugh and Kolesar and Ronberg, and we touched on this a little bit throughout the game. You know, Pearson is unavailable right now. And, you know, the Knights not quite the same at 11-7 the other day. Lavoie has been sick for a few games, and no disrespect to Raphael Lavoie, but he's only played a dozen games in the NHL. Jonas Ronberg has a lot more NHL experience and with this organization. And it seems to me that he has found exactly how to best serve this team when he's up, especially when he's playing with Watt and Kolesar. Sometimes he's called up and he's not playing with those guys because those guys have to move up somewhere else. Well, today they moved Holtz up to an offensive position. So it's not like you had Ronberg, Watt, and Holtz and Kolesar promoted. You know, I think Holtz looked pretty good with Hertl and Dorofeev. And so you really did have that fourth line. And, yeah, you talk about the production and now Watt points in consecutive games. You feel like Watt could be at one of those stages where he's just about to arrive on one of those scoring streaks. He has been a little bit quiet, but that group was just super reliable once again.
It gives you four lines now for Bruce Cassidy that you can trust in different situations. And when the Golden Knights have four lines that they can roll over, they're a different team.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes you wonder, okay, is there, you know, you don't love the plus-minus number for Tomas Hertl. I think that that's not looking at it carefully enough. He has been so good. He's, I think, been on the short end of it, going on the ice and off the ice. He's had a couple of dashes that maybe he didn't deserve. You know, and Alexander Holtz still learning this system, even though Bruce Cassidy said, you know, you've got to have that stuff figured out by now. You wonder if there's a little bit of a liability there in the middle of the lineup and a more offensive group. It was not today. It was not. So just goes to show, you know, you have players playing up to their level at both ends. It really does make the whole four line situation all that much easier to deploy.
Yeah, and, you know, you mentioned Alexander Holtz a couple of times. I don't think it's a coincidence that, you know, I would argue his best game as a Vegas Golden Knight, or at least most noticeable game offensively anyway, comes against his former club in the Devils.
Yeah, yeah. He might not have registered a point today, but he could have. He was that close. And, you know, it's so much, Ryan, that the confidence in this game, you think, oh, you know, these guys are pros. How do they not just play the same all the time? Well, they're human beings. When things are going well, it snowballs. And you could just – you're making decisions more – instinctively, and it's just going in a good direction when it's going the other way. And you know, you don't want to be scratched. You're fearful about not sticking with the club that traded for you in the offseason. You know, you need that extra, that drive. And certainly seems to me, playing here in the only home he had prior to Vegas, it brought some of the best hockey out of Alexander Holtz today.
All right, Dan, any final thoughts on this one before we turn our attention to Saturday in Boston against the Bruins?
I should start charging for visitation rights here in the Brave radio booth. I could retire early if I did, but that would defeat the purpose. No, it's great to see so many people here. As you know, we've spent some time with this organization and grew up here, so great to see so many familiar faces and great people here in the Garden State, and just great to be back. So thanks to all.
All right, great stuff as always, Dan. Enjoy the rest of your night, and we'll chat on Saturday.
Thanks, Ryan. Bye-bye.
That is the voice of the Golden Knights, Dan Duva, helping us break down a 3-1 victory for the Vegas Golden Knights over the New Jersey Devils. We're back with more in a moment. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor, you're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
We're back to the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Now, here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
It's the VGK postgame show. The Golden Knights defeat the New Jersey Devils 3-1. Vegas back in the win column. 32 wins, 17 losses, 6 others, 70 points on the year. Next in action, Saturday, 12:30 puck drop in Boston against the Bruins. The postgame injury report is brought to you by UMC, the exclusive hospital of the Vegas Golden Knights. Still missing William Karlsson and Cole Schwint, those two guys out with lower body injuries week to week. Tanner Pearson unavailable, upper body on Tanner Pearson. So that's the injury outlook right now for the Vegas Golden Knights. Taking a look at the highlights in this game. No scoring in the first period for either club. More low event first period than anything else, though the Golden Knights did have their chances in that first. So we pick things up in the second period. The Golden Knights opened the scoring 3 minutes into the second when Nick Waugh rushed up the ice and scored on his own rebound.
Came up into the face of McNabb. Nobody could find the puck. It's Waugh. Waugh speeding ahead left wing. One-on-one. Waugh shoots. Save Allen. Rebound score! Nicholas Waugh, the rush up the left wing, gets his own rebound. Waugh pots his seventh of the season. 3 minutes into the second period, the Knights have a 1-0 lead.
Seventh goal of the year for Nick Waugh from Braden McNabb. 3:09 of the second period made it 1-0 Vegas. The Golden Knights would extend their lead midway through the second period when Shea Theodore's point shot found the back of the net.
Knights get it again. Olofsson up top. Theodore shot. They score! Redirect in front, and the Knights have taken a 2-0 lead. 8:42 to go in the second period.
Seventh goal of the year for Shea Theodore. The assist to Victor Olofsson and Ivan Barbashev, 11:18 of the second period, made it 2-0 Vegas. The Golden Knights would take that 2-0 lead into the third period, and they kept their foot on the gas early in the third period and added to their lead with a beauty from Jack Eichel.
White Cloud left. Hanifin shoots, save, rebound, score! Jack Eichel, and the Knights have a 3-0 lead. 4 minutes into the third period. Eichel's 19th and 67 points. The Knights on top, a 3-0 edge for Vegas.
Jack Eichel, his 19th of the year from Noah Hanifin and Zach Whitecloud, 4:06 of the third period, made it 3-0 Vegas. The Devils would get their first power play of the night with less than 5 minutes left in the game, and Andre Palat spoiled the shutout with a power play goal.
Trailing 3-0 with 4:20 to go. Now they have scored! Trickler at the right post. The Devils get a power play goal and now trail 3-1.
12th goal of the year for Andre Palat from Stefan Nosen and Jesper Bratt. 15:43 of the third period made it 3-1 Vegas. a power play goal. It would appear that the Devils would have pulled to within a goal on a redirect from Andre Palat with less than a minute left in the game, but the goal was called off due to a high touch.
Hamilton shooting, knocked down, they score! Hit the face of Pietrangelo, and the Devils, it appears, have their second goal, but the officials come together. The Knights are insisting it was a high touch.
The color of the ice has been reversed and no goal due to a high stick in the pocket of the net.
So no goal there for the Devils. A 3-1 lead for the Vegas Golden Knights. Just under a minute left to play. Jake Allen would be pulled once again for the extra attacker. But all that was left in this game was the final call.
Aiden Hill behind his net to Pietrangelo using the far glass. Gets it out of the zone. Slow moving puck. Not enough for icing. 2-1-0. Knights 3, Devils 1. Vegas returns to victory.
There you have it, 3-1 the final. The Golden Knights defeat the New Jersey Devils, improve to 32-17-6 for 70 points on the year, and they conclude this four-game road trip on Saturday, 12:30 puck drop, 11:30 a.m. pregame show in Boston against the Bruins. As always, after every single game, we get to this a little bit earlier today. The text line is always open for you, 702-876-1340. If you have an instant reaction, if you have a thought on the Vegas Golden Knights, if you want to have your opinions heard, the text line is the place to go. Send in your thoughts, send in your opinions, send in your hot takes, doesn't matter, 702-876-1340. I like this one from Mike, much more like it. Team defense limiting shots on goal, offense took advantage, scored key goals. I think that's a great point, Mike, and I'll tell you why. For the Golden Knights, not scoring in the first period, that was tough. They had plenty of chances. Really, there were two grade A looks for Pavel Dorofeev. He's just unable to put the puck in the back of the net. Credit Jake Allen, who I thought was really good in this game for the New Jersey Devils. But it would have really taken the wind out of the sails of the Golden Knights if they would have given up the first goal of the game in the second period. To have to come from behind, to have to expend all that extra energy, I think would have taken a lot. It would have taken a toll on the Golden Knights, but you get the play from Nick Waugh, and that happens 3 minutes into the second period. So you have a fantastic first. Not as high event as the second and third, but you have a pretty good first period. You don't get the goal. You open the scoring in the second period. And then, you know, to me, the Jack Eichel goal early on in the third period, 4 minutes in, that puts the game away. That makes it a really solid performance. Let's hear from Bruce Cassidy as he addresses the media.
For their work, does that sum up what you saw tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we were the better team from start to finish. Did a lot of things well. You know, we made it hard on their top players to get going offensively, which they're really dangerous. You know, Hughes and Pratt. We're trying to stay above them, manage pucks, so they had to go 200 feet. And I thought scoring first helps. But I thought we were really good. As I said, didn't give up much. Start of the third there was a little flurry and a couple of burps with the puck in the third. It's going to happen. But all in all, it was, you know, our determination and commitment to play a certain way was there from, you know, first minute to the last. So that's important. And we've been better defensively of late. And tonight paid off for us.
You talked about needing the timely save as well. So as you look back to that flurry in the third, what is the significance of that and the role that Aiden Hill played?
Yeah, you don't want to give them life, especially that early. I mean, you figure, okay, they're going to have a push at some point. But it was a harmless play. It was a high flip that all of a sudden, you know, and then there's contact with the goalie, so who knows how it would have played out. I don't know if we pushed him in or not, but we got through it, right? And then we went to work and got the next goal and kept trying to score. I mean, I thought every period we generated lots of looks. Probably one of those nights could have had you have those few times a year, we get a big number. I thought their goalie played very well, and we missed some opportunities to extend the lead even more.
None of the goals were what you would call pretty, but you're able to add and then extend and get to three. How important was that?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I think Jack going to the net for a tip. They're a team that wants to close on you quick and swarm. So his goal in the third was, you know, a little bit of what we talked about. Win your race back to the front of the net against a team that wants to, the D will chase away from the net. So it's a nice rebound and goal. So I don't know. Nick Waz was a good look down the wing. Got his own rebound. I'm not even sure if they put it in or not, but it started with winning puck battles. So you got to score like that sometimes. We did. I thought we could have had lots of pretty goals. I thought Pav was in all alone early. Some good passing plays with Hanifin, right? Got poke check. We were getting through the neutral zone, which is against this team has been difficult for a lot of teams. So we were executing at a high level today, Gary, in those short passes and didn't force anything, but had some speed through there, and I think it gave them some problems.
14 shots against the Islanders, and then I think it finished up at 16 tonight. That's limiting the opposition pretty well, two games in a row.
Right, and one penalty each night, I believe. Maybe there was two, and I can't remember. But so we're staying out of the box. We're playing disciplined hockey, although that about 10 seconds it was in. So, but in general, we are. And that usually means, okay, if you're not giving up shots, probably you're not in your own end a lot, unless you're blocking everything, and you're managing the puck the other way. So that's the secret to our success. Well, not secret, it is. If we take care of the puck, get through the... You know, the neutral zone, we're a pretty good hockey team. We'll blend our attack with forecheck. So when we start mismanaging it is when we have problems, and we seem to have corrected that lately. And if we can start finishing a little bit better, then things will really go our way.
Rombjerg has really had to fight to get into the lineup, but has he added a little bit of late?
No, he's been good. I mean, there's different things of why guys went up and down. I don't want to get into the whole. But we've been happy with Ronnie his second time around. I think the first time he got called up, he had a bubble on. He was injured in Henderson. It was tough for him to play, so it wasn't fair. He got his legs back down there, and no, he's been really good, stronger on the puck, more confident in attack mode, knowing when to go to the net, when to chip it and chase it, or try to beat a guy one-on-one. He's been really good.
You talk a lot about the need to get to the inside. Do you think you were better in that area tonight?
Yeah, I thought we had a lot of good looks. We got to the front of the net. Even Theo's goal, right? I mean, Barbie and Jack, I don't know if it looked like it got tipped, but we're there. We're in lanes. We're spacing's good. Second chances in front. Seemed like Barbie had a lot. Couldn't get anything to go. Pav had some looks. Holtsy was more off the rush. We had some good looks there. So I thought it was a good mix, as I said. And I thought we did work to get inside. Where we did, ironically, didn't get inside was in the power play at all. We passed it around the perimeter where we needed to probably simplify as they get, you know, they expand out and they pressure you high. You got to probably chuck a few in there. I thought the end of the second period got a little bit better in that one. But we had lots of them. So, that's the one area we'll have to look at to be a little more direct.
After Columbus, you wanted the team to shoot more. You know, three games, under 10 shots. Just really happy with the volume so far?
Yeah. Listen, we're going to make plays, but we needed a better mix. We were leaving too much on the table. And sometimes when you shoot, it just puts stress on the other team's defense. It's that simple. And maybe you get in the power play a little more often. That's where you get a little bit of luck too, right? Pucks rattle around. So we haven't had a lot of those lucky goals, but maybe if we shot a little more, we would. So that's a little bit of why we're talking about that. Maybe Theo's is an example of that, right? It's a puck that had eyes and found its way in.
Thank you.
That was head coach Bruce Cassidy as he addressed the media after tonight's 3-1 victory for the Vegas Golden Knights over the New Jersey Devils. We're back with more in a moment. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor, you're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
We're back to the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Now, here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
Welcome back to the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. The Golden Knights defeat the New Jersey Devils 3-1. Vegas improves to 32-17-6, 70 points on the year. Second place in the Pacific Division behind the Edmonton Oilers, just 2 points back of Edmonton and 8 points up on the Los Angeles Kings. So you keep an eye on that. The Golden Knights in a pretty good spot. I know it's been harder and harder to come by wins of late for the Golden Knights. That's just their fourth win in their last 15 games. But the fact of the matter is, it was another pretty complete performance from the Golden Knights. I know they didn't get the result on Long Island. I get it. But if you give up 15, 14 shots on goal night in and night out, you're going to win more often than not. And tonight was a night where the Golden Knights did just that and they get the win. It's huge. It's incredibly important. And, you know, for the Golden Knights, you know, you're going to look at the offense. You're going to look at what they were able to do at the beginning of the year. You're going to want that every single night. It's fun to watch games that are 5-4, 6-4, something like that. But it's not a sustainable way to win. So from that perspective, what the Golden Knights have been able to do over the last two games, limiting for two games the opposition to just 29 shots on goal, you create a goalie-friendly environment, absolutely, but you're dialed in and you're making life difficult on the opposition. And I thought, you know, you look at this game kind of coming into it, pregame show, I singled out Jack Hughes, who was on a three-game goal streak and a six-game point streak. Nothing for him today. And really didn't do much to move the needle offensively for the New Jersey Devils. So that's good on the Vegas Golden Knights, strong defensive structure. And I think that that really did allow them to kind of push the pace offensively. You know, checking in on the text line again, Penny says, great game, should have scored three or four more goals, praying the puck keeps sliding and bouncing our way. That hasn't happened of late for the Golden Knights. The bounces haven't been there. The puck luck hasn't been there for Vegas. But tonight, it was. And, you know, to your original point, Penny, you're right. Like, they should have probably had four or five goals on the table. I mean, the Golden Knights generated enough quality chances in this game that, you know, it could have been over much sooner than it actually was. To a degree, you've got to give Jake Allen a lot of credit. I thought he was awesome. But for the Devil, he was really good in this game for New Jersey. Really the only reason that this one was close going into the third period and the only reason that New Jersey felt they had a chance late in the game after scoring on the power play. But, you know, to a degree, you're going to take the puck luck, you're going to take the bounces, you're going to take them all day long. But for Vegas, now the question is, because you're not necessarily looking at a win streak, so to speak, right? You've got the Four Nations face-off. That break is coming up. It's going to be 10 days. The ability to just get out of the grind of an 82-game season. But it is an opportunity to just string two wins along, to get to the Four Nations face-off 500 in the month of February, and to feel really good about where your game is at. So from the Golden Knights' perspective, you want a carbon copy of what they did tonight and, to a certain degree, what they did on Long Island to follow them into the game on Boston or in Boston on Saturday. Take a break. Wrap it up next on the VGK postgame show. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor, you're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
We're back to the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Now, here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
Wrapping it up here on the VGK postgame show, the Golden Knights defeat the New Jersey Devils 3-1. Vegas improves to 32-17-6, 70 points on the year. Next in action Saturday, 12:30 p.m. in Boston against the Bruins. Final game before the Four Nations face-off break for the Vegas Golden Knights. Checking in on the text line once again, Katie says, great win, really needed it. Yeah, I'm with you. Matt said, at the game, listening to Devils fans losing their minds was music to my ears. Go, Knights, go. Well, Matt, thank you for shooting us a text on the text line, especially from the game. Good on you. Well done. Stewart says, after the break, VGK needs to go back to a first goalie and keep him there until there's a back-to-back. I think rotating goalies is adding pressure to both. That's an interesting thought. I don't know that you're ever going to get kind of that true number one split with the Vegas Golden Knights. I think you're always trying to kind of manage things. You want whoever is in that 1B slot to not go too long without playing games. But I do think that, you know, 2-1 through 3 is kind of the split you want to see. Ideally, like if you're Aiden Hill and you're the number one, and he is, you want 2 out of every 3. That's what you want. If you're Ilya Samsonov, you're the backup, you know what your role is on this team. You take 1 out of every 3, you prepare diligently to make that work. Obviously, back-to-backs throw a wrench into that, but I do think it's an interesting point, Stuart, well made, that you want to kind of find that rhythm that brings out the best of of both of your goaltenders, and that's really going to be the dance coming out of the Four Nations faceoff. That's going to do it for us here on the VGK postgame show. Extended postgame show, your phone calls, that's coming up next. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor, you're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network postgame show, where the station's staying on for more game highlights, interviews, and your phone calls coming up next at 702-876-1340. Good night, and thanks for listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network. It's the extended Vegas Golden Knights postgame show on Fox Sports Las Vegas, 98.9 FM and 1340 AM. Let your voice be heard by calling in at 702-876-1340. Now here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
The extended postgame show, Fox Sports Las Vegas, 3-1 the final. The Golden Knights back in the win column. Defeat the New Jersey Devils. Improved to 32-17 and 670 points on the year, 2 points back of the Edmonton Oilers for top spot in the Pacific Division, and they round out this four-game road trip on Saturday, 12:30 puck drop in Boston against the Bruins. 702-876-1340 is the number. 702-876-1340. I want to hear from you. If you're a Golden Knights fan and you've been waiting for this win for a minute, I want to hear from you. What stood out? Was the Golden Knights' defensive structure the most impressive part of this win? Was it their offensive output? I mean, they outshot New Jersey 40-15. And that doesn't always tell the story of the game. But there's a couple of different places to look at if you are a fan of the Vegas Golden Knights that should be telling of this victory. The New Jersey Devils went 60 minutes without a takeaway. No takeaways in this game. When the Golden Knights had the puck, couldn't get it off their sticks. They were excellent at holding possession. They were excellent at taking care of the zone time in the offensive zone. I think the Golden Knights were just the dominant team. They were better than New Jersey in every single way. But I do want to hear from you. If you've never called in before, dial the number. What impressed you most about this win, this victory for the Vegas Golden Knights? 702-876-1340. We have lines open right now. If you call in, we're putting you on the air. That's the rule. That's the deal. Let's go out to the phone lines, bring in Mike. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
As usual, you added another reason to be jubilant tonight. No turnovers, or by the Knights. Unbelievable. I didn't even know that, and this is a reversal of fortune of the first order. It started when Jake Allen couldn't freeze the puck, his defender couldn't swat the puck away, and Nick Waugh jumped on it and knocked it back in the net. That's where it all begins, and that's the kind of puck luck, if I may use that we haven't had and we haven't been having. It's just, it's so nice to see for a change, and it reminds me of a halcyon day when things were a lot better and will be again. The fact that Jonas Rönnberg played his 10th game tonight, does that mean now that he simply cannot clear waivers from this point on?
Oh, I mean, you can put him through waivers. If he clears, great. Now, I don't know if there's, you know, anything else going on when it comes to the call-up. Obviously, Tanner Pearson unable to go. Raphael Lavoie was sick, so I'm not sure if we're looking at something beyond just a regular call-up scenario. So I don't want to give you wrong information on that, Mike, but, you know, again, when it comes to Jonas Rönnberg, like, he's the best option, right? He's the right now with this team. If Pearson's unavailable, if Lavoie's sick, you want to create a fourth line that is reliable, that you know you can put in different scenarios and different situations. And, you know, to be honest with you, Jonas Rönnberg's kind of fit that mold for a long time now. He's been excellent since getting back into the fold the last couple of weeks for the Golden Knights, and I think it's just he's the right fit for that line if you need a player there.
Well, this is a huge day in his life because from now on he's a big leaguer. he's either a big leaguer for us or he's a big leaguer for someone else if he plays hard and he shows that he can do it. So I wish him the very, very best. Also, do we know anything about Samsonov? We didn't hear a word about that.
In what respect?
He wasn't the backup tonight. Not according to Sinbin, he was not the backup. Now, is that wrong information?
I mean, Ilya Samsonov's on the game sheet as
okay.
the backup. Yeah, so.
Well, I don't understand why that was given out as information, but I apologize if I misquoted. I want to say one more thing, and that is something you said yesterday afternoon in the VGK Insider Show. Mm-hmm. You invited us all to come up with a single reason why maybe things have not gone well recently. And last
sure.
night brought it home to me. I watched the Blackhawks against Edmonton, and that game had Edmonton winning 3-1 in the third period. They blew the lead to the lowly Blackhawks, then went on in overtime and won, which, just so everybody knows, they got the greatest 1-2 punch in the history of hockey, or at least now in hockey, and maybe 1-2-3 punch if you figure it all in. But the point is this. Edmonton is 9-3 in overtime. Mm-hmm. We are 3-6 in OT. You just correct that one particular mistake that we're making by not getting the game into extra periods, and all of a sudden you're in first place and Edmonton isn't. So that would be my response to your question last night.
Yeah, I guess I was more kind of looking at this skid for the Golden Knights where they were 3-8-3 in 14 games. But to your point, I mean, there were a couple of overtime losses in there that if you find the back of the net in overtime, and we certainly know the Golden Knights had plenty of chances in those moments, like, yeah, you're talking about two or three more wins over that stretch, and that's enough to put you in first place. So the margins are razor thin in the National Hockey League for sure.
And speaking of razor thin, if we go on and beat Boston day after tomorrow, everybody forgets that this was a bad road trip because it's a 500 road trip. So you can turn this thing around so fast.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mike. Thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it. 702-876-1340. That's the number. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Bring in Stephanie. Hey, Stephanie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Ryan?
I'm good.
So I knew the Knights were going to win this game, and there was an exact moment when I knew they were going to win this game, and it was when we outplayed them the majority of the first period, and then the Devils got those couple of quick chances right at the end, and they didn't score. I feel like that's something that has just really been biting us in the butt so much recently, is those just last couple of minutes of the period really outplaying a team and then getting scored on. And it's deflating, no matter which period it happens in. It's deflating, but especially when it happens in the first. And the fact that even though we went out of the first period of this game 0-0, like, I just knew they were going to get it today.
Yeah, it was super important that they were able to get that first goal of the game, though. Like, if after that first period, you know, you don't get that quick start in the second and you're chasing the game, I think that would have been deflating. But that kind of magnifies the importance of what Nick Waugh was able to do.
Yeah, always excited to see Nick Waugh get some goals. He's been kind of quiet recently, so that was really nice to see. Just like I said, I know that it was 0-0, but it was just, I knew when they were able to hold them off that it was going to be different than it has been recently. So it was nice to see. It's a great game to end on before going into the break. And I hope everyone is well rested. Everyone takes some time away, calms down, whatever they need to do. And then we'll see everyone back in less than 2 weeks, right?
All right, great stuff there, Stephanie. Thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it. 702-876-1340. That's the number. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Bring in Peter. Hey, Peter, how you doing?
Oh, I'm great because we won, and that's always great. I had two things to just point out. I'm almost picking up on what you were just talking about with Stephanie. the Nicholas Waugh goal was just spectacular. When he's coming in, I think it almost looked like he was about to get a breakaway, and then not quite. So he doesn't get the first shot, but he picks up the rebound and just, you know, blasts it in on the rebound. That was just exciting. For me, that was like, I think we're going to get this game, finally. I think, you know, this whole funk we've been in January or whatever is going to turn around. And the Nick Watt goal did it for me. The other thing I was going to say is just, like, since the first of the year, if you look at any one game that we lost, you know, there's times in hockey when you're the better team and you might lose a game here and there. I was surprised at how many games we did lose for how well we played. And so, like, with tonight, when you ask, you know, it was a really impressive offensive effort and really impressive defense, but we've outshot teams, you know, a lot in January and not won. So it was nice to win. It really shouldn't be a surprise because, to my mind, we've been playing this well actually the whole season, almost consistently. It's almost a compliment to say to the Knights, yeah, I wasn't really that surprised. This was Golden Knights hockey to me tonight. It's just, you know, we haven't been used to winning, and we did win tonight, and it was, of course, fantastic. That's what I thought.
Yeah, I think that, you know, this was now two games in a row where the Golden Knights had played their game, right?
Yeah.
You got to tip your cap to Ilya Sorokin, who was great on Long Island. But tonight, the Golden Knights found a way to break through offensively, and when you have the defensive effort that they've been able to put together over the last two games, you're going to win more often than not.
Yeah. I really wanted a shutout for Hill.
Mm-hmm.
I knew we were going to win. I was like, come on, let's get the shutout. And okay. They got one on their power play. That's fine. We still completely dominated this game. And, I think the rest of the season is going to be more of the same, way more wins. I think we got some fluky puck luck out of the way, and you know, we just are a great team. We're a fantastic hockey team.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Peter. Thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it. 702-876-1340 is the number. Puck luck has been mentioned quite a bit here on the extended post game show, so I'm going to ask a philosophical question. And if you're listening and you like philosophical questions, I want you to call in. If you're a fan of the Golden Knights, I want you to call in. If you've never called in before, I want you to call into the number 702-876-1340. Do you create your own puck luck? Very simple. Do you believe that puck luck happens, or do you create your own puck luck? Do you create your own bounces? That's what I'm after in the next spot here on the Extended Post Game Show on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Back to your calls on the Extended Vegas Golden Knights Post Game Show. Here's Ryan Wallace.
Extended Post Game Show, Fox Sports Las Vegas, 702-876-1340. That's the number. Do you believe that you create your own puck luck, or that puck luck is just this thing that happens and you've got to be lucky to cash in on that? That's a question that I'm throwing out there. 702-876-1340. That's the number. We have lines open right now, so I want to hear from you. I'm curious to see where most of you fall on that. In the meantime, we're going to take a look at the text line. Rachel says, I listen to the Insider Show and post games all the time, never messaged or called. Been there for every game on this trip, heading to Boston tomorrow and Four Nations after that. Today's game was refreshing. Finishing could be better, like Mark Stone with an empty net, but this game was closer to the team I'm used to watching. Hopefully they can keep this up in Boston. Yeah, I'm with you, Rachel. They looked really good tonight in all facets of the game. I mean, yeah, you would have liked more goals. Yes, you would have liked to have kind of put the game completely away sooner, because I think the Golden Knights played well enough and executed well enough in all three zones to probably score four or five goals in this game. it didn't happen that way, thanks in large part to Jake Allen. But, you know, the fact still remains, this is Golden Knights hockey. This is much closer to Golden Knights hockey. And I'd argue that, you know, it's not just because they got the result tonight that it was Golden Knights hockey. I thought they played Golden Knights hockey more or less on Long Island against the Islanders. Sometimes you play well, you don't win. And usually when you're in the middle of a skid, the final couple of games before you come out of it, like truly come out of it, you're playing well enough to win, but you're not winning. You're not coming up with that one or two extra plays. Tonight they made those plays. So generally, this is a good sign for the Golden Knights. I don't know that we're at a point where we're going to say, okay, this is them coming fully out of it. They need to go on a bit of a run here. They do, the way that it goes. But to a certain degree, this was a step in the right direction for the Golden Knights that didn't just start today, but really started on Tuesday against the Islanders. Ralph says, good win to stop the bleeding. Yeah, again, anytime you can put 2 points in the bank, it's good for you, for sure. All right, Colleen says, and this is a good one, yay, a win. Someone texted me that they hope Hill gets a shutout, and they need to understand sometimes Vegas fans aren't up to speed with the number one rule, do not mention the shutout word until the game is over. Okay, I have a different opinion on this, Colleen. I am sorry to inform you, I don't believe in jinxes. Never have, never will, not gonna. I don't think that had anything to do with it. Got to give credit to the New Jersey Devils for taking advantage of a power play they probably shouldn't have even had. But yeah, if you're a fan and you want to text shutout to me, if you want to put it all over X, it doesn't matter. It's not going to impact the game. Steven said, happy with the win despite dominating most of that game. Felt like the Devils were never really out of it until the horn blew. What was going on with special teams? Well, to a degree, Steven, the New Jersey Devils are one of the best penalty-killing teams in the league. They're fourth best in the National Hockey League, so they're really good at what they do, not just in terms of the power play, but also the penalty kill. And Vegas didn't get to the inside. That's what really stood out to me about their power play and why it didn't do damage in this game. Beyond that, I never really felt like the Devils were in the game. And maybe I'm looking at this incorrectly. Maybe I'm looking at it from a different view or a biased view, but I didn't think the Devils were dangerous in this game at all. Like, I don't remember, beyond the goal that they scored, like a legitimate flurry of grade A scoring chances. Like, I know the game was close. I know that it, you know, it wasn't 6 or 7 to nothing, which it could have been. Jake Allen's a big reason why, but like, to me, this game was never close. It never felt like the Devils were in it. They did not look very good, and that is a credit to the way the Golden Knights defended in their own zone, the way that they got through the neutral zone, and the way that they held on to pucks in the offensive zone. From my viewpoint, the Devils were never in this game and never legitimately a threat to get into the game. I don't know. I might be wrong on that, but that's my take of the game. That's my viewpoint of the game. I didn't think the Devils were ever really in it. Take a break. Wrap it up next on the Extended Post Game Show on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Back to your calls on the Extended Vegas Golden Knights Post Game Show. Here's Ryan Wallace.
Wrapping it up here on the Extended Post Game Show, Fox Sports Las Vegas, 3-1 the final. The Golden Knights defeat the New Jersey Devils. Vegas improves to 32-17-6, 70 points on the year. Second place in the Pacific Division for the Golden Knights. It's 2 games in a row now that their defense has been elite. I mean elite. When you can go 2 games in a row and combined give up 29 shots on goal, you're going to win more often than not. And that's what happened tonight for the Golden Knights. Now you want them to parlay that into another victory Saturday 12:30 in Boston against the Bruins. The final game before the Four Nations face off and the break in the National Hockey League. That's going to do it for me here on the Extended Postgame Show. Thanks to Bobby Machado back in the studio keeping us on the air, making sure everything sounds great. And thanks to you, our listeners and our callers. It is your postgame show. It's not as much fun for me without your calls and your input. Until Saturday, have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you then right here on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Thanks for listening to the extended Golden Knights postgame show on Fox Sports Radio 98.9 FM and 1340 AM. Your home for the Vegas Golden Knights. Have a good night and drive safe.